Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Chief Execution Officer at Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
Manungai looks so comfortable in this offense. I love what they've built around him. And when you look to the future here, I feel like Kyle Manungai has got a big role in this offense.
Paul Charchian with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian on Thursdays because that's how we start our fantasy football weekend. He is the Chief Execution Officer of the Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. And of course, Charch is a Minnesota guy, so we get to talk to him during Vikings week, which is always exciting too. We think that there's a good chance the Bears could win this game in Minnesota.
Yes.
For the first divisional win of the season, Charch.
Yeah, it's a good time to face the Vikings right now as they're trying to onboard J.J. McCarthy. It has been trying for Viking fans. You know, if you recall, if you go back, dial the clock back to last February, this team had Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones on roster and and J.J. McCarthy. And they ultimately ended up going with what might end up being the worst of the three quarterbacks. And it's way too early to judge, you know, obviously anything finally for J.J. McCarthy, but so far it hasn't looked great. Accuracy has not been good. He had, I believe, 5 batted balls last week, and he's had one in every start. That's a continuing problem for him. Offensive line play has not been great. Vikings can't seem to get their running game consistently going, and you've got a coach who doesn't seem to trust his running game that much. So it's just everything's a work in process right now for Minnesota, and it wouldn't surprise me to see the Bears come out of this thing with the win.
Paul Charchian joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score.
Charch, I was just going to ask, what's your confidence level in this team and that their ability to win ball games?
Not great, honestly. I just, you know, where the Vikings are right now is you get the wobbly quarterback play. The defense, which can be great, and they tend to really perform well against younger quarterbacks who haven't seen it all, haven't been there, haven't experienced a million blitz and a million pre-snap different reads and all the things that Brian Flores does. But when it comes down to facing veteran quarterbacks who have seen it all and don't unravel by all the pre-snap weirdness that Brian Flores loves to give, that's where the Vikings are just getting killed, is through the air by good quarterbacks. And whether or not Caleb Williams is at that level, I don't know yet. I don't think he is quite yet. I think you can still force Caleb into bad plays, but it might not matter. There's going to be so much DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai coming in this game that I think that's going to be ultimately the storyline of a Bears victory, is going to be those two, that 1-2 punch. Your offensive line just dominating in run block. They're fourth best in one run block win rate. And the Vikings' run defense has been okay, but I just see a ton of Swift and Manungai coming, and ultimately that's going to be the storyline, I think, of this game, is is the Vikings end up, the Bears end up winning on just the power running game that we're going to see coming here.
Well, yeah, I think, Charge, that's where I'm looking, is because the Bears, I think, need it to help control the clock for them. They build so much off of play action. We know that that's a massive part of their game. But also, I just looked at the box score last week for the Vikings. They lost to the Ravens 27-19. And the Vikings' vaunted defense, we know how much people love it. Brian Flores will show you a million different looks when it comes to whether or not he's going to blitz. But that run defense has been soft recently. They gave up 152 yards on the ground last week.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. And that's part of why I think it's going to be a Swift and Nungai game. You know, over the since the week five bye, DeAndre Swift running at 6 yards per carry, over six, and Kyle Manungai at 5.8. I just think that's the path of least resistance here. And then, you know, your cornerbacks are watching. Is Tyrique Stevenson going to possibly miss this game? Because that would mean you're out number one, number two, and number three cornerbacks. What do we know on Tyrique Stevenson at this point?
Well, he played last week, so that was a positive sign in the right direction. But unfortunately for the Bears, they've had guys come back briefly and then be out again. So it's a fair question.
And then, you know, your team's getting attacked in the slot pretty much every game. You know, no Kyler Gordon will do that. The Vikings can run all three of the receivers from the slot. And so I think you're going to get you're going to see this team try to attack that way. And it might be Addison. It might be Jefferson. Jalen Naylor coming off a 100-yard game. That could end up being a factor here as well. So I think that's going to be one of the things, if you really want to nerd out and you want to watch what could be a potentially great matchup, that might be it. Because Nick McCloud, C.J. Gardner-Johnson have not proven themselves capable at slot cornerback. And I know your team's been trying to get good reps out of those guys. That's a lot of how teams are attacking you, and I think the Vikings will too.
Let's talk about another big receiver that's gotten a lot of attention this season.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown says that fantasy managers should drop him. He literally said that on a live stream. Is he right?
We've never had, I don't think, a player this good say that you should just outright drop them. We have a term for this called the sabotage drop. The sabotage drop is the boldest, ballsiest move in fantasy football, totally incompatible with the innate cowardice of 95% of fantasy managers. This is where you outright drop a big name player who has been frustrating you and will become somebody else's problem. This all has the hallmarks of a sabotage drop for AJ Brown. By the way, also a note that you probably don't want your athletes with just like an open mic for an entire game of Madden, because God only knows what they're going to end up saying over the course of the whole thing. So let me ask you this. For players at A.J. Brown's level, do you think Squeaky Wheel gets the grease at an A.J. Brown level and they're going to turn around in this game against a line secondary that has struggled a lot lately? Do you think A.J. Brown gets fed the ball intentionally in this game?
Yes, but I think that's because they have to do that to keep up with the Lions offense, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen because guys like A.J. Brown also don't not eat for a long time. You know what I mean? That might happen here and there. Mm-hmm. But somebody like that is going to get his water, will find its statistical level at the end of the season. This might be one of those opportunities. These are two vastly different offensive styles. They're going to have to throw more than they have previously.
Agreed. They're going to have to throw more. And offensive coordinator in Philly is Kevin Petullo, right? They had Kellen Moore last year. He was great, Super Bowl, and then he goes on to be the head coach of the Saints. Kevin Petullo's getting killed in the Philadelphia media. You know, the fan base has very little tolerance for this. It's most of the same players that they had last year on a great offense. They've only got so many levers to pull. When A.J. Brown is cooking, he is one of the toughest players to defend. He roasted my Vikings a couple of weeks ago. I think they do go back to him here. And the other reason you can't drop A.J. Brown, they've got the Cowboys coming up in 2 weeks, and they've got your Bears coming up in 3 weeks.
Don't do that.
And if you're still short Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson, I want that matchup.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
That's painful to think about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Another fair point is this whole Jordan Love situation. He doesn't look elite on the field. Is he still worth starting in fantasy?
By the way, I mean, how much, just be honest, how much are you enjoying Jordan Love's struggles right now?
I don't even know that I'm enjoying it.
I am.
I'm unsurprised by it, I think, is the way I would describe it.
This is a new time for the NFC North where the Packers don't have a surefire thing at quarterback.
It's been a couple of decades.
Where they don't have a Hall of Famer.
By the way, let's not shortchange these decades. Marshall, 3 decades
of Hall of Fame
level quarterbacking, right? I mean, you know, we've had to live through it all too long here. You know, I'm going to put a fantasy spin on Jordan Love's struggles, but I think there's still overriding real life validity here as well. Over his last 20 games, Jordan Love has thrown 0 or 1 touchdown in 13 of the 20.
That's crazy.
I mean, at some point, that is crazy. I mean, you need your quarterback to throw touchdowns at some level. I mean, I don't think that's like fantasy guy talking that I need more than 23 passing touchdowns in his last 20 games. That's awful. You know, to put another name on that output, that's Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh.
Yikes. But Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love are both getting paid handsomely now that I think about it. Yeah,
they are getting paid.
I think it speaks to fantasy in so many different ways, Charge, when it comes to just, you don't even know who the leading receiver is going to necessarily be for Green Bay on a given day.
It's such a mess, that wide receiver room. I'm not starting any of them. And granted, they've cycled in guys who've been hurt and they haven't had Jaden Reed all season, but on a week in and week out basis, that organization has completely failed to find an alpha receiver, right? Who is their go-to guy? You found yours. Roma Dunze is your alpha receiver. That is absolutely happening. And I believe he is going to be great going forward. They've been trying to find that. They hoped Matthew Golden would be that guy. That hasn't happened yet. Injury is a partial excuse to it, but he's going to play in this game. But it's still just a collage of guys, none of whom seem to have the skill and talent to take that passing game to the next level. And that's been an ongoing problem for the Packers. It doesn't look like it's changing anytime soon. It probably doesn't change, by the way, in this game against the Giants. As you know, as a team that has recently played the Giants, you just attack that team on the ground and you just run your way to victory. And that's probably going to be what happens here. I don't think Jordan Love is looking at a lot of passes. He's not going to have a starting center. Elgton Jenkins is great. He's going to be out for this game. I don't think this thing gets better for Jordan Love this week, even against the Giants.
Things looking up for Patrick Mahomes against the Broncos?
Well, this really tough matchup. Broncos are so good. And, you know, for Mahomes, this is a do or die game. If they lose here, there's almost no scenario where the Chiefs are able to continue their 9-year run as AFC West champs. They're going to be so far behind the Broncos and the Chargers that I don't see how they get back to home field. And then, of course, they'll have to go on the road where Patrick Mahomes has only played 3 games out of his 17 playoff games, only 3 on the road. Now, granted, he has had success on the road. He went to Buffalo and won. He went to the Ravens and won on the road, but still much tougher path for him if they don't win here. Broncos pass defense is unbelievable. Even without Patrick Surtain, their pass rush is on pace to be the greatest of all time. Damn. Right now, they are leading in sacks by 14 sacks over the next closest team, Seattle. Their pressure rate is 43%, which is the highest all time in the next gen stats era. So this is a really tricky spot. And Sean Payton has owned Patrick Mahomes. Last three games against Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes has only managed two touchdown passes.
That's ridiculous. That may be the stat of the day. Paul Charchian, we always enjoy talking to you. Thanks for chatting it out in the North with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, tons of fun. Yeah, we'll see how these Vikings Bears goes, but I think your team's going to win. We don't need to recap next week, but you'll know. All right.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Charchian. You can find his work at Paul Charchian on X. He is also, as we mentioned, the chief execution officer of the Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com. Coming up next, a declaration that I think is just frankly out of pocket.
You know, they say in baseball, when you're washed as a hitter, the pitchers will let you know. In real life, when you're washed as a person, the kids will let you know.
We'll
wait until you hear what's
that.
Going on now. You're completely against this, aren't you?
I have my reasons.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.